It is a story about the media and journalism and access, and its repercussions are far and wide if it continues. The LA Times reports that its entertainment reporters and critics are not being offered advanced screenings of Walt Disney Company movies because of what the media behemoth says is unfair reporting about its business ties with the city of Anaheim. Well, Disney, in a statement, says they work with news organizations that they don't always agree with, but that the Times story on the topic has been especially biased and, quote, showed a complete disregard for basic journalistic standards. Kevin Roderick has LA Observed, and he's here to talk about it. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So let us unpack this, shall we? What is the piece that precipitated this in the first place?
Well, it was a series of stories by reporter Daniel Miller, and it ran back in September. This is more than a month old, and it talked about the relationship between the city of Anaheim and Disney and Disneyland, and it focused on subsidies that the city of Anaheim has made available to Disney to help them build parking garages, expand the parks, that sort of thing. And the story talks to critics and reports that there are a lot of people who feel that Disney has not paid its fair share in Anaheim, that Anaheim as a city has financial problems because of all the concessions it has given to Disney. And it also looked at the political spending in Anaheim by Disney.
Now, other outlets have done these stories as well. The LA Times isn't the only one. Disney takes offense to it because it says that it was not contacted or it was unfairly judged.
Well, first, I think this was an investigative story by the Times, so I think they went deeper than others have gone. But also, the Times says that it made many attempts to speak with Disney and to Disney chairman Bob Iger. And in fact, Disney's own statement says that it had many discussions with Times editors and the publisher about this and still was unhappy with the result. So what's happening here is, you know, that story has already run. It's a month old. What Disney's doing is trying to influence future coverage by the LA Times in all sorts of arenas. And because of a story in Anaheim, it's cutting off not just access to advanced screenings of movies, but all access to stars and directors and the other things that entertainment sections like to have to make an interesting story.
But there is also a punitive aspect to this as well. I mean, they're saying, we didn't like your coverage, so we're gonna take this away.
Yes, Disney has made it very clear that the reason they are slapping this essentially a blacklisting on the Los Angeles Times, its hometown newspaper, is because it didn't like the stories that ran a month ago in Anaheim.
We live in such a media infiltration every day, Kevin. So I wonder how much Disney needs the LA Times.
Well, certainly these days, Disney has access to all kinds of channels for promoting its movies. And, you know, whether the LA Times reviews a movie or not may not be all that crucial, but it certainly sets a tone and is a very symbolic act.
Well, how is this resonating outside of LA?
Well, I think a lot of people in the media are saying this is an outrage, and I believe many people in Los Angeles are feeling the same way. And, you know, it's a big test for the leadership of the Los Angeles Times here, which is put on the spot. They rely on advertising from studios like Disney, and Disney's got Star Wars coming out. It's in control of a lot of big movies and movie franchises. And the LA Times would like to have good relations with Disney. But on the other hand, they just cannot bow down to advertiser pressure like this. This is a bald attempt to try to influence future coverage, news coverage, by the LA Times by punishing their access to movies. And so that's a big, big deal in the media world.
What is interesting to me, Kevin, is that Disney also has a news division. It's called the American Broadcasting Companies, ABC, which has been led by Bob Iger in the past. There are a lot of woven webs here. How messy is this for them?
Well, this gets so messy that it even involves Bob Iger's wife, Willow Bay, who is the dean of the journalism school at USC, and people wondering whether or not professors at journalism will be able to freely examine this situation as a media outrage. So I think there's a lot of pieces of this that will resonate for a long time.
Kevin Roderick with LA Observe. Kevin, thank you.